The annual Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, put on by the Mobile JCs each year, is coming up quickly. And this weekend, actually, is the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, all for the kids. So I've got Van Sims, who is the chairman and past president of the JCs, and Justin Thompson, who is publicity chairman this year, with me in the studio today. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate
having us.
Well, how long has the rodeo been in existence?
Wow, it started in 1929. A local businessman thought it was a good idea to get some anglers together and hold a tournament. It was so successful that they started doing it every year.
So this is your 85th tournament?
85th tournament. I think the only time, of course, the oil spill in 2010, and during World War II, we didn't have it. Mm-hmm. The Mobile JCs actually took the tournament over as far as being responsible for putting it on in 1946. And so the Mobile JCs have been a long time I guess purveyor of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and we're very proud of being the world's largest fishing tournament, and it should be a good year.
And that is as a fact and a notable in the Guinness World Record book, right?
Yeah, well, we did it in 2011. We set the record at 2,228 anglers, I believe it was, and it has been broken. But it has not been broken by an annual tournament, so we are still the world's largest annual fishing tournament, and right. It's something we'd like to hang our hat on, and we touted it for years because we knew we were. But it was officially in 2011 we got the world record.
I noticed you wrote here you have 75,000 plus spectator visits to your rodeo site over the 4-day weekend. That is a huge economic impact for the little town of Dauphin Island, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we have a great partnership with the town, and we do bring a lot of visitors to the area and to the island. If you look through our angler registries, we have anglers from all over the country. Group that stands out, there's a group from Oklahoma that comes down and fishes every year and has since I've been a part of the organization for over 12 years. So it's interesting to see how big of swath of area that we pull anglers from. And, you know, this is a tradition in this area. There's a lot of kids that grew up fishing the Dyett at the time, now the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. And if they move away, this is a week they come back. They come back with friends and family, and they fish the rodeo and try to win a boat.
My kids are around 30 years old now. They're always, you know, I always remember when we fished the Young Anglers Tournament together. You know, that was a good memory. So I'm glad of that. Every one of you guys, this is all volunteers, right?
Yeah, that's right. So all the Mobile JCs, I mean, we all pay annual dues to be a part of the JCs. So
right.
Not only are we volunteers, we actually pay to be a part of this. but the JCs put on three different projects in the Mobile area, one of which is the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. We also have a group that puts on the Greater Gulf State Fair, and then also a group that puts on the Azalea Trail Maids.
Oh.
So those are all actually JC done events. But yeah, our branch, you know, which we have about 60-65 men and women now that put on this tournament, and it's quite a feat.
And
all those volunteers come together.
It takes 60 plus to put it on. Yeah.
I can't imagine doing it with 60 people. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Some of the, you know, the history that we're going to talk about is some of the rodeo records and facts. Y'all want to go through that a little bit and give us some of the world records and records, Alabama state records that have been caught.
Yeah, well, we have several, definitely, and for each, there's always a special prize for if an angler breaks a state record or rodeo record during the tournament. So that's always special to see that record getting broken at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. One thing, I was kind of looking through our history, one thing that I found interesting was, you know, back in the late 20s, early 30s, the ticket was $5, and that included room and board, and meals. And they would have chefs come down to the island to fix seafood-based meals for the anglers. And everybody stayed at the, I think it was Army Barracks that were on the island out there.
Yeah.
And they would stay there during the tournament and fish. And but a ticket was $5. Wow, what a deal.
I'm going to predict that the red snapper is going to be broken. The record red snapper is going to be broken this year.
The rodeo record's 37 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So Be a nice one.
It'll be a nice one, but somebody's going to catch a big one out there.
That's right.
It is. And you know, we have the Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot this year to kind of increase the prize package and put some cash out there for the anglers. So that'll be interesting. And so we encourage everybody to participate. Go out there and purchase those jackpot tickets and go catch a big snapper.
I don't think a lot of people really realize how much this rodeo benefits different organizations. Talk about who the rodeo actually benefits.
Wow. You know, one of our big, I guess, beneficiaries is the University of South Alabama Department of Marine Sciences. We've given over $250,000 to scholarship programs there. So we've been part of helping develop future marine biologists and scientists. They also come to the rodeo site during the rodeo, as well as a kids' tournament. And they take specimens and they collect samples and they run all these studies. And one of the things that we do probably each March or April is we'll get together and they actually present that information that they got. One interesting thing that they've been doing the last few years is tagging live trout and live redfish and then releasing them back into the environment. And they had these acoustic things that would track them. And they get to present that to us, and it's really interesting to see the science that they're collecting from our tournament. That relationship with Dr. Sean Powers and, of course, Dr. Bob Shipp has been a great one, and we look forward to participating in that science side of things as well.
Absolutely, and you're probably going to cross the $300,000 mark this year for donations made to them.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's our goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have a successful tournament.
That's great. You know, my daughter Aaliyah did an internship one summer with the marine sciences, and part of her job during the rodeo was to measure the fish and handle the fish show the fish to the little kids that are coming up to look at them. That's a big deal right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of these kids that come to the island just as spectators never get to see these kind of creatures. So that's a real, really good deal. Let's talk about the music. I mean, this thing is almost a music festival down there.
That's right. Well, we've got a full lineup of talent coming to the stage. Of course, everything kicks off Thursday night next weekend, a week from today, with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest, and that'll be at 6:00. And following the Liars Contest will be Rolling in the Hay, which they're a well-known local group. They're a lot of fun. We had them a few years ago for the Liars Contest as well, and it was an awesome crowd. Mm. We're gonna do our best to sink the island Friday night with the Molly Ringwalds. We'll have a big party that night. Then Saturday night, we got the Red Clay Strays. And then Sunday afternoon, we'll have Hunter Landry and Keith the Mailman Burns with the Back Pew Riders playing. But, yeah.
And we kind of went to that to keep folks on the island. Mm-hmm. You know, it benefits the island. It gives some people or that attend the rodeo something to do all weekend. While they may not be fishing, they can come listen to good music, come talk with our sponsors, and kind of make a weekend out of it.
Yeah. Let's talk about your sponsors for a minute. Let's give them some credit, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I do want to point out that this is the 20th anniversary of Contender Boats sponsoring the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and we are super grateful to them. Mm-hmm. It makes our prize package just shine. Mm-hmm. And it really does, and people look forward to it, and I think that's Contender's gotten a lot out of it, because I think they're one of the preeminent offshore fishing boats that you can get. And for us to be able to give a boat away to an angler that just brings a fish in. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be a winning fish. As long as you weigh a fish, you get a shot at it.
All you got to do is, first of all, buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a fish in, any mm-hmm. kind of fish, any category, and weigh it in, and yep. you're stand a chance to to win the drawing. That's pretty cool.
And we've got, and I'll let Justin talk more about some of the other sponsors that we have this year that help us do what we do with this organization.
Yeah, going along with the Contender would be the Yamaha, you know, hanging off the back of it, and they've been around with us I think considerably longer than Contender.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid, which my dad was he's a past president, and he was a JC back in the 90s, and he was actually president in 98. He was the one that started the deal with Contender they met with the owner down in Miami, and he walked away just shocked with the fact that they said, "Yeah, we'll give you a boat." but I remember being a kid seeing the whole line of Yamaha motors sitting on the stage, everything from the little half horses to the at the time probably about a 90 was the big one, you know. Yeah. But I mean, we've got, of course, all our jackpots are all sponsored. The Crane Works has come on as the Red Snapper jackpot sponsor. Ray Marine's a big game jackpot. Synergy Laboratories is the King Mackerel jackpot. And then the Yamaha War Eagle Boats and GSPS Speckled Trout jackpot. Mm-hmm. They've all come on, helped us big time. The stage itself is sponsored by AutoNation of Mobile. And all the music sponsored by Visit Mobile. So
sounds good.
Got a ton of them.
Yeah, we do.
Nothing happens without sponsors, that's for sure. And that's we right. need to thank them for the money and the products that they contribute to the effort. We've been talking to Van Sims and Justin Thompson about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, just coming up in a couple of weeks. And this weekend is the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, which is a fun event for the kids. Guys, how much does it cost for a ticket to that?
Ticket's only $5, so that's that covers not only does that just cover for fishing, but when you bring the kids in to the weigh station, if you don't have your ticket beforehand, they can buy it on site Saturday during the kids tournament. So no mad rush to try to get out and fight a crowd to buy one today if you don't want to. But when they come in weighing their fish, they'll also get to get a free hot dog and a free drink, free bag of chips, and a free ice cream. So it's get a full meal out of that $5 worth.
And what is the age limit?
Age is 15 and under.
Okay.
So it's one of those things we like to see the people who do own boats and have the rods and reels and tackle to take some kids out, show them a day on the water and just have some fun.
I love to see those pictures on Facebook of a boat with a boat full of kids.
That's
all
right.
Of them catching fish, you know, and it's an annual thing. It's a rite of passage to a lot of kids.
That's
around
right.
here.
Sure is.
Let's talk about some specific fish and some specific categories. You've got some jackpots going on. Y'all talk about that.
That's right. So with for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo next weekend, we've got our biggest change is that we now have a Crane Works Red Snapper jackpot. So that jackpot is going to be in addition to the ones that we have had. So we still have our King, Big Game, and Speckled Trout. But this Snapper jackpot is a boat ticket. It's $150 per boat. Of course, every angler has to have an open competition ticket as well. But that boat ticket, just based on 100 tickets sold, is going to pay $6,000 to the first place fish. And we're paying the top 10 spots. So it's not just a couple people. It's going to be 10 wide, and that dollar amount goes up as that ticket number goes up.
Yes.
So, you know, we're thinking it's going to be a huge jackpot.
I think you're going to have a lot of participation in that. You know, Red Snapper's the king of fish around
right,
here.
Right.
It is.
And those tickets, that Snapper jackpot, those tickets are only available online. We do not have a printed paper ticket in our outlets. So to get in that jackpot, make sure to go to adsfr.com, click the link there to buy tickets, and that Snapper jackpot ticket will be available there online. Just want to make sure that people understand that is available. It's just not in our outlets.
Yeah, the King Mackerel, or the Synergy Labs King Mackerel jackpot and the Ray Marine Big Game jackpot, those tickets will be available at the captain's meeting. So we're doing a little bit differently than we used to.
Okay.
They have to come to the captain's meeting to sign out, those participants. So when they come to the captain's meeting, they'll just acquire their ticket there when they sign up, to kind of alleviate any issues with forgetting about the captain's meeting. You got to come to it to get your ticket. So
yeah.
That is a change. We will have captain's meetings at the rodeo site on Dolphin Island Thursday night starting at 5 p.m., I believe. We'll also have a team of over at J&M Tackle in Orange Beach for our Ball and County anglers. So everybody keep that in mind. Make sure you come to the captain's meeting, and we can get everybody signed up.
Well, that sounds good. Now, your website will give all the specific details about all the – and there's a lot of categories into this
right.
thing.
It is a lot of categories, and you add on top of our cash prize division for those anglers wanting to put a little more skin in the game. It's a lot. So if you have any questions, the rules are out there on the website at www.adsfr.com. And if you have a question, we're pretty responsive from our Facebook page. So if you have a question, you can definitely submit it to us that way, and we'll get our rules chairman involved to answer any rules questions.
I noticed even the kids' tournament this weekend has a croaker category.
It does. Now, yeah. Tell you what, it's a fish. Yeah. Kids like catching fish, right. So get them a croaker.
Yeah, everybody can catch a croaker sometimes when you don't even want to.
I bet I can't.
Well, what else is, you know, we've talked about music, we've talked about entertainment and all the categories and the cost of the tickets. What else do you guys want to say to encourage people to come?
One new thing we have done, you know, of course the music is a big addition to our spectator experience, but one new thing we have done, all of our jackpot fish are going to be weighed now right in front of spectators.
Cool.
Every one of the Synergy Laboratories King Mackerel jackpots and the Raymarine Big Game jackpots, all of those fish in those categories, that King and Big Game, will be weighed. We have some new hanging scales, courtesy of D. Moore Fabrication. He helped us out there. But we've got some new scales. They're going to be awesome. They're hanging. I mean, spectators will be from me to you to the fish hanging.
Yeah.
So it'll be, right in front of them. Be easy to see. We've also moved some of our spectator viewing area around. Spectators are now going to be able to see all the docks way better than they ever have before.
That's good.
We've shifted some things around this year, taking some fences up, and just trying to make some spectator improvements.
Yep. Even if you don't fish, I encourage everybody to go down there and see what's going on. You know, when those big boats, those big Gulf boats back up into that, you know, dock and unload a giant fish, it's a really exciting thing to do. You got the music, you got the food, all the things going on all for the whole weekend down there. So y'all participate. All the money goes to great causes. And I appreciate y'all coming in today.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.